Hello everyone, this is Myth of Monsters here, doing another monster review. Today we're going to be talking about Camp Cretaceous and how it connects to Jurassic World and what I thought of it. In the first season, we set up on a similar thing to the very first movie, but instead it's these campers coming together to meet up to go to their camp. They all head back. They check out everything. Roxy lays down some rules, and of course, eventually those rules get broken by Darius and Kinji. And I guess Brooklyn, because she did technically follow them to the raptor paddock. But this isn't what I was gonna talk. I was gonna talk how it connects. In the show, it shows. Let's see, first season there was the Indominus breaking out and how, explaining the whole pathway of how it got to the park and how it cut through the camp first. So the kids, the poor kids, got attacked by the monster. I even felt bad for that. That's kind of sad. But anyways, they get left alone because they're camp counselors are trying to figure out what was going on. That, to me, is pretty decent of a start. And then they had them off the island at the end because they were forced by that guy. And then they get disappointed by the fact that the boat has left. Explaining the whole escape procedure, I guess, for that scene is why that was important. But anyways, it also had the event of Ms. Ronnie's helicopter crashing into the dome. And it explained how Toro turned black. And then we get on to season 2. There is some other stuff that connects it further. And there was that whole Tiff and Mitch book reference of what Ellie Sattler and Dr. Alan Grant were like, I guess. But how it connects to the overall story, it explains that Toro's not dead when he fell off the cliff because we cut back, and I'm pretty sure it showed him limp off after falling off the cliff. Now, season 3, the greatest connections of all, showing the events of Fallen Kingdom, and I'll say it right now, the T-Rex, it was their fault, that guy died because of them damn kids. that's kind of oof, or nearly died, I guess, but the sad part is he got eaten by the Mosasaur even when he escaped. I kind of like that scene. They're all like, oh yay, he made it. And then the expression after the Mosasaur ate him. That's kind of like what we were all thinking. And that was very relatable. And very interesting at the same time. Now, the Scorpio Rex. It connects everything from Hopkins' statement about that thing but a fraction of its size to how the Indoraptor got made. And I have a bit of a theory. If you look in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, there's a flash drive with the Jurassic World logo. That's the same flash drive that was used in Season 3 whenever they're getting a copy. So even though the laptop's destroyed, I think somehow Dr. Wu gets a hold of that flash drive and maybe buys his way out of his problem. Now, Camp Cretaceous ended with, of course, the dinosaur and the door opening. So I wonder if that was a Scorpio Rex in the bottom of the boat. It would be interesting to see what exactly it is. And it may not be till Dominion, that we get to see that. Well, this has been Myth of Monsters. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye.